Do you want to do one of the proposals, or do you want to take a, we're maybe a little tight. Maybe you just want to take a 5 minute break before before that. Okay, we can do 11 information items. Number 11, Nicholson, trail and Governor's Buffalo Roundup update by Matt Snyder.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, the West River Regional Park Supervisor for Parks and Trails. Just a quick recap on Nicholson Trail Trek that was held on September 16th, 17th, and 18th. It was our 24th annual trail trek this year. So another great event. We cap it at 600 registered riders. And once again, we filled, when registration opened last December, we filled in 6 hours. So this next year, we will open up the 25th annual trail trek in December again, and we expect that time period to be even less. So we did start a summer trail trek 2 years ago to kind of help that out, take some of the burden off the fall, and that's been fairly popular. The last couple of years, we've averaged about 200 riders on that. So, but just some quick stats. Our oldest rider this year was, we had an 87-year-old, and then our youngest was, we had two 14-year-olds with the average age around 61. So top five states we had that registered for, it, of course, was South Dakota, Nebraska, Colorado, Minnesota, North Dakota, and North Dakota and Wyoming tied in fifth place there. And then the top five cities were Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Omaha, Mitchell, and then Custer tied. We had 20 10-year riders, one 20-year rider, and we have 8 folks that have been riding all 24 years with us. So quite an ordeal. Really, this year's event was somewhat uneventful. We had 2 accidents on Friday right away, but both of those participants did end up going home on Sunday. We had one lady take a spill, and then broke her jaw, and another lady that took a spill and ended up with a slight skull fracture. So, but both ended up well, are recovering fine. So, but just kind of the nature of the beast, speed was a factor. And I'd say both of those incidences to where they just get going too fast and not used to being on a limestone trail. You know, a lot of these riders are riding on asphalt, and it's different. I'm on my 13th, going on my 14th year of riding, so it's a lot of fun. So yeah. Moving on real quick to the Roundup. This year was our 57th annual Buffalo Roundup. I know several of you guys were able to take part in that. We basically rounded up just over 1,400 animals this year, and we saw just under 21,000 people attended the roundup again. And that's becoming about average for us, right around that 20,000 is what we've been seeing the last several years. So South Dakota Public Broadcasting did host and did an online viewing live again. When they streamed it, we had almost 23,000 people watching it on YouTube. And we had another 43,000, almost 43,500 on Facebook watching the event. And you can still download it now and continue to keep watching it. So just a phenomenal event. They put in a third camera this year to kind of catch that initial push, which we haven't been able to capture in the past. And the people that have seen it online think it's great. But we're also getting a lot of comments that I've seen this online, this, you know, the last year or so, they came this year to the event. So it's not taking